Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let Rajab witness the glorious establishment of the second Khilafah Rashida after witnessing the painful fall of the Uthmani Khilafah. Al Raya newspaper issue 579, 24th of December 2025. O Ummah of Muhammad, the mercy of all humanity. For two painful years, the rulers of Muslims, agents to the West, prevented the mobilization of our armies against the Jewish entity despite our demands. Then the Pharaoh of today, Trump, ordered a devious ceasefire in which the Muslims are to cease firing while the Jewish entity continuously rains fire upon them. Now, with the help of his agents in the Muslim world, Trump is making preparations to gather the armies of Muslims under the command of the American military to secure the Jewish entity and disarm the Mujahideen. Alongside the treachery of the rulers of the Muslims, the Jewish entity maintains its cruel siege of Gaza. The Jewish entity prevents the entry of life-saving shelter assistance, tents, blankets, and other essential supplies, whilst hundreds of thousands of Muslims face winter storms that brought bitter cold, strong winds, heavy rains, and extensive flooding. Oh, the best Ummah brought forth to all humanity. How is the life of the Islamic Ummah since the destruction of the Khilafah on the 28th of Rajab, 1342 after Hijri, corresponding to 3rd of March 1924, Christian era? It is a life filled with occupation, attacks, defeats, humiliation, poverty and misery. Can we expect anything else when our deen is not implemented over us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us,
وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَن ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا.
And whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed he will have a life of hardship. Surah Taha, verse 124. Can we expect anything else when we have no shield to protect us, a righteous imam ruling us by Islam and mobilizing our armies against our enemies? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us,
يوشك الأمم أن تداعى عليكم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها.
The people will soon summon one another to attack you as people who when eating invite others to share their dish. Abu Dawood. Remember, Rajab did not always witness sorrow and destruction. In the time of the implementation of the deen, it witnessed huge victories against the enemies of the Ummah. In Rajab, the Battle of Mut'ah took place, the first major battle between the Muslims and the Romans, a battle against the greatest power of Kufr at the time, the leading state of its era. In that battle, the Sword of Allah, Khalid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu anhu, withdrew with the 3,000 Muslim fighters in what was a victorious maneuver against a Roman army nearly 200,000 strong. Despite this, the Muslims were not defeated and the Romans did not achieve victory. So who will face the greatest power of Kufr today? America? The month of Rajab also witnessed the liberation of Al-Quds, Jerusalem, at the hands of the victor Salahuddin, the vanquisher of the Crusaders, who returned Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to the embrace of Islam after decades of Crusader occupation. So who will liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa today and cleanse it from the defilement of the Jews? Who will be the supporter of the Ummah, the liberator of its land and the defender of its oppressed, while the West Crusaders have unified against the Ummah with all its might and resources? In Rajab, the Battle of Injalut took place, where the Muslims defeated the Mongols and halted their devastating advance into the lands of Islam. So who will stand today against the Mongols of this era and support an Ummah whose people are oppressed and overpowered? In this month, we also witnessed the conquest of Amorium during the reign of Al-Mutassim, where he responded to the plea of a Muslim woman who cried out, "Wa Mutassima." He marched at the head of a mighty army and achieved a decisive victory. So who will stand for the thousands of women who are crying out for help today? O Muslims, each and every one of us will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accounting about what we witnessed in our time and what we did to rectify the situation. Each and every one of us must support the deen by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and working to implement his deen. It is then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support us and firm our foothold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم.
O you who have believed, if you support Allah, He will support you and make your foothold firm. Surah Muhammad, verse 7. The Khilafah Caliphate is the system obligated by Sharia evidences, representing a general leadership for all Muslims in matters of deen and worldly affairs. Establishing Islam in its proper form is a Sharia obligation, as it is the system that preserves the unification of the Ummah and ensures the implementation of Islam. Without it, the Ummah remains divided and weak. Working to establish it is not merely a dream or a distant hope, but a Sharia obligation that Muslims must unify to fulfill. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به.
The Imam is a shield behind whom you fight and by whom you are protected. All Muslims in the armies of the Islamic Ummah, you are accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for supporting your deen and your Ummah. Would you not love to be the Ansar of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Ansar were in Medina? Would you not love for your names to be recorded in the divine record of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as conquerors and saviors of this Ummah? Remove the traitors' rulers and grant your Nusra to Hizb ut-Tahrir for the establishment of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
تكون النبوة فيكم ما شاء الله أن تكون، ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها، ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة، فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون، ثم يرفعها إذا شاء الله أن يرفعها، ثم تكون ملكا عاضا، فيكون ما شاء الله أن يكون، ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها، ثم تكون ملكا جبرية، فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون، ثم يرفعها إذا شاء أن يرفعها، ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة.
Prophethood would last with you for as long as Allah wants it to last. Then there will be khilafah according to the method of prophethood, and things will be as Allah wishes them to be. Then Allah will end it when He wishes. Then there will be biting hereditary rule, and things will be as Allah wishes them to be. Then Allah will end it as He wishes. Then there will be an oppressive rule, and things will be as Allah wishes them to be. And then Allah will end it when He wishes. Then there will be a khilafah according to the method of prophethood. After this speech, then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam fell silent. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.